About 2 o'clock, I left the party. I've been drinking red wine and talking hardy. So I walked to the bus stop that looked over the city. Said hello to the man sitting there, but he didn't hear me. So it's me and this stranger, both trying to find a way home. Waiting for a bus that was never gonna come. So I said, you have a good night, trying to make some discussion. The man said, what's your problem? I said, nothing. Cause I'm just walking now, talking now, and living now. And you're just walking now, talking now, and living now. In fact, we're both walking now, talking now, and living now. So just walk now, talk now, and live now. It's getting on for 3, and now I'm getting lonely. I call on my baby for some company. So we're lying there in bed talking about nothing in particular. I was staring at the ceiling and she was reading Kama Sutra. Then she sat up and said, you know our sex life's getting sort of circular. So I took her to the desk and switched on the computer. And said, we're gonna take a trip down the information superhighway. But if you're gonna come with me, then you gotta do it my way. All it takes now is one push of the button. She said, what's your problem? I said, nothing. I'm just walking now, talking now, and living now. And you're just walking now, talking now, and living now. In fact, we're both walking now, talking now, and living now. So just walk now, talk now, and live now. Around 4 o'clock, and I'm back at the party. They're still drinking red wine and talking arty. But now I got a problem, nobody wants to ask me what it is. They said that they would, only it's none of their business. And someone says, what's your opinion on Russian animal welfare? I said, that's the least of my problems, and to be quite frank, I don't care. And someone said, you have a good night, trying to make some discussion. I said, what's your problem? He said, nothing. I'm just walking now, talking now, and living now. And you're just walking now, talking now, and living now. In fact, we're both walking now, talking now, and living now. So just walk now, talk now, live now. Thank you.
Oh, man. We'll be right back. lack of wise. I can't see the point of leaving everyone full of
together. Pour yourself together. Pour yourself. one of the things I do when I'm starting a movie is, and not like a starting movie, when I'm thinking about writing a film, when I have like an idea for a film, is what I'll do is I'll go through my record collection and just start playing songs, trying to, like, basically, I guess in some ways, find the personality of the movie, find the spirit of the movie. And then boom, eventually, like, I'll hit like 1, 2, 3 songs that, like, you know, one song in particular, that, oh, this would be a great opening credit song, you know, because to me the opening credits are very, very important, because that's sort of like your, that's like your, that's like the only like mood time that most movies give themselves, you know, that sets up like a tone for the movie that, that is important for you, you know, early on when I'm just even thinking about the story, because once I find it, that really kind of triggers me in to what the personality of this piece should be, what the rhythm of this piece should be. Like I'm saying, you don't have to use music. It could just music. It could music. It could just be silence. All right, silence. All right. That is kind of in some ways like the rhythm. And more or less the personality you're trying to project in this film. Having Mr. Lou as your opening credits, it's just so intense. It just says you're watching this big old movie, just big old movie. Just sit back, as you know. I mean, because it's so loud and glaring at you, you know. I mean, it's so loud and blaring at you.
place. We get all kinds of real freaks in this place.
Come on! Peace.
We'll be right back.
billions of people just living out their lives. Oblivious.
Thank you. Mogwai, and a track called New Paths to Helicon Part 1. Before that, we heard a band called Stretch and Vern, and a fabulous track called Michael Lambert. Solo before that, and Wells World, and we heard some DJ Spooky in that set, Versus Scanner and Uncanny, and Savage before that, and Real Freaks, and the whole set started off with Gus Gus and Sleep Time, and of course some Quentin Tarantino talking about movie making and music, and I thought I'd throw that in because I liked it.